Karina, I do apologize for the long wait. Are you still with me?
That's okay. Yeah, I'm here.
I do thank you. I'm trying to get in contact with whoever can give me an answer for you. I can send an email, but I know that you have been expecting an answer since this morning.
Yeah, and for weeks, really, but yeah.
Well, yes, I mean, you spoke to somebody this morning. I understand. I see
I just, at this
the
point, it's almost irrelevant because even if there's no way someone can come and do the work before tomorrow morning anyway, and I'm just like, my biggest complaint of many is that I've done everything in my power to get this done, and they're going to come tomorrow and most likely say they can't do it. And then I'm going to be told that it's going to be X amount of weeks until they can do it. And it's like this keeps happening where I continually call and ask to get something done, and then I get continually told they'll call me back or it will get done. I make the mistake of waiting, and then it's like the last time this happened, they were like, oh, well, we don't have availability to hook you up until January 3rd. And it was like December. So now it's like, well, when is it going to be? I'm just like, I feel I've never had such awful, like such an awful experience with everyone I talk to is amazing. Everybody I talk to is super nice, but there's like some kind of disconnect beyond that where it seems unbelievable when I tell the story of what I've dealt with, of how many times the ball has been dropped just to get internet.
I do. I completely understand you. I completely understand. Which I'm trying to get in contact with someone that can give me the answer, but nobody
Yeah, no, and that's the
answers.
thing is like everyone's super helpful, and I feel like there's some kind of third party issue going on. Like, I know it's not your fault, I know it's not the last person's I talked to fault, but like
I
it
do.
still keeps happening.
No, I know. We have a third party construction company. They're the one that do the outside part of the installation. So we kind of have to go, we have to communicate with them and they need to let us know where they at and if they finish. If our checks go and they haven't done their part, that's where the
It
issue,
just seems like,
starts.
yeah, no one's communicating either way with between you two because
I
no one even
understand.
knows if it's been done.
I know. So yeah, the last message I see in your account is from December 17.
Okay, and what was that one?
Let me see. It says, let me go back. Called Corrine back after speaking with supervisor to let her know someone will be there prior to the
Yes.
service date. She
So
said
they
someone.
did come. Yes, and they did come and they did something against my house. But then like a few days later another gentleman came to the house and pulled up the the metal thing like in the I can't even speak straight. And he specifically was like, look, they didn't do what they were supposed to, and showed me the wires were cut and weren't connected to anything. And I was like, well, I'm supposed to have someone come out January 3rd and hook it up. And he was like, yeah, that's why I'm here, to make sure that the work was done. And it clearly wasn't. So someone else needs to come. And then I haven't heard anything or seen anybody. I mean, that doesn't mean someone didn't come and work on it and I didn't notice, but
I do understand. So Corrine, let me see what So what I can do, because I don't want to keep you on the phone for too long, because it's send an email again to have somebody to please call you before end of day today, because your appointment is tomorrow morning first thing. And I do apologize for this, Corrine. I really do. I don't know what happened, why they're not communicating with us, letting us know what has been done.
Yeah, it's just like, and then when they come tomorrow and it can't be done, I'm going to have to call back again and I'm going to get told it'll get done, and then I'm going to have to make an appointment for another month. And it's like, I signed up for this in September. I was like one of the first people to sign up. I was so excited, and I've been like on it. I've called you guys, I've done everything, and it's like, if, I mean, at this point, if I don't, I would definitely have quit y'all and gone to another company, but there isn't one. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm desperate. I work from home and I have Optimum right now, and it's terrible, or Spectrum or whatever the hell it is, but it's like regular internet. And like, I thought, okay, well, I'm supposed to get this in November, so it'll be fine. But now it's January, and it's going to end up being February at this point. I feel it. I'm just like, come on.
I know, I understand. Oh, so I'm sorry. I just got a message.
Okay.
Let me see. Do you have two-way calling? Because they said that they're calling you now.
They're calling right now? Yeah. I see that.
Okay,
should I go
to
them?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Take care. Bye-bye.